Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Daria Grigoriou, and we're talking about App Service Advisor. There's a new feature for app service users.
Yes. Hi, everyone. So this new feature we're talking about today, the App Service Advisor, is an opportunity for us to leverage the deep platform insights that are available to us to engage in a personal and relevant way to our customers. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we can do is determine when the app activity patterns indicate that experience for the end customers of that application might be impacted, mm-hmm. and notify the owners of the application, as well as recommend an action they could take to remedy the situation.
And it's that recommendation that's so important, because I actually got a notification on the way here to the studio that I had 90% memory on a website, but I didn't actually know, like, so what do I do about it? You know, do I need to scale up? Do I need to go and recycle something? You know, a recommendation would close the loop.
And this is exactly what we were hoping to achieve when we designed this feature. Mm-hmm. Specifically, what that means, just to tie it back to the example, mm-hmm. is that we're able to detect when the experience is impacted because the application may be reaching quota. So to the end customers, it may look like it's being stopped. Mm-hmm. And we are able to detect when resources are being exhausted, just like the example that you encountered. Mm-hmm. And then we would be able to know that this is something where responsiveness might be impacted, and the owners might want to know about it, and they might to present the best experience that is available to their end customers. Mm-hmm. You can encounter these recommendations in a few different ways. One way is to look at your notifications, and we would inform you that we have some recommended actions for you. Mm-hmm. Another way is, in the context of your resource, you would see a featured recommendation here that would be the one with highest importance from the standpoint of impact to your life site. And then we would present information to give you some context about why it is that we identified this as applicable to you. Mm-hmm. In this case, because you have a very high level of CPU, and we believe that your app is experiencing runtime issue as a result. And then we would suggest an action that you could potentially take, and in this case, a scale up, because obviously the app seems to need more resources. Mm-hmm. And so we would be able to, right here, just go and scale the application, and so this would resolve the issue that you're encountering, at least mitigated.
Right. One of the things that's nice about this is that a lot of people get overwhelmed with how much stuff there is in Azure, particularly around this blade model. If you get an alert that your CPU is high, then you're like, well, okay, where do I need to go? I need to go back and then find the app service plan, and you're giving me a deep link. And now you've gone forward in the blades, and I'm off in the app service plan for that particular web app, which saves me time.
Yes.
That's really cool.
And just to make sure that we cover all the different entry points, we also have an opportunity to show you all of the recommendations that would apply to you. Mm-hmm. And those would be all levels of importance, all levels of impact. So if you navigate to App Service Advisor, not only would you know that something is going on with the live site, but we would tell you other insights that we might have about this application, which is an other benefit that we could pass to customers, because when we suggest a feature, that means engineering improvements that can improve the end customer experience by something like reducing application restarts. Hmm. So for all of these different entry points, I will introduce Byron Tardif, who designed this experience, so he can provide more depth and more insight.
All right, cool. Let's have Byron step in. Hey, how's it going, Byron?
Scott, how are you doing?
What's up? So this is a pretty cool feature, and you designed this?
Right.
All right.
We worked with Daria and the design team to basically get to this experience. Mm-hmm. And the couple of things that we were trying to solve is that you will be surprised, but not everybody spends all of their day in the portal. Things happen to their website, they come back to it, and the issue might be gone. But
right.
The persons that were using the website might be you know, having gone through that issue
Absolutely.
Before.
The example that I had, where I got an email notification of a memory issue, and then it might be a transient issue, but I still kind of like to deal with it.
Right. So for this particular example, we have a website that basically what it does, it calculates pi to the nth position, mm-hmm. and it obviously consumes a lot of CPU.
Okay.
So we'll go over to the app service plan and take a look at the history. And if I go here and let's say take a look at the past week.
Mm-hmm. So nice, the reminder that you can go and edit all these charts. A lot of people think these charts are static, but they really aren't.
No, you can edit them, and that's where it becomes really useful. Mm-hmm. So you can see we created this site yesterday, and we hit 100% CPU a couple of times. So if you didn't have the advisor, you would have to go back, make all of this investigation, and then figure out, oh, I'm hitting CPU because people are using my site.
Right, exactly.
With the advisor, all you need to do is click on the alert, and it'll tell you what you need to
do. Will the alert always be there, or how long does the alert stay?
So the alerts, we try to make sure that they're applicable and interesting to you, so we keep them for a window of time. Depending on what alert we're doing, they have a different window. I think for this one is between 24 and 48 hours.
And are these alerts something I need to turn on and opt into, or are these going to start showing up automatically in my existing sites?
You don't need to do anything to opt in.
I like that. So this is good. This means that I might log in later today into the portal and see these alerts for some of the things that I've been getting emails about.
Right. For things that have happened in the past and not necessarily happening right now.
Right. But I also like the idea that there are urgent things. And as Daria mentioned, there are also things that are maybe less urgent, but still things you want to be aware of. It's almost kind of like an upselling because you're saying, hey, did you know staging slots? We've detected that you're using your system in a way that staging slots would make you happy.
Right. I mean, us as the product owners, we know all of the features. And if you go count the list of things that exist between settings and tools, it's close to 60 items.
Wow.
Obviously, different people are going to benefit from different features. And we have the ability to go and detect, based on your usage patterns, which are the features that would best suit your needs.
And one of the other things that's important to remember is that so many of these features are free.
Right.
They're going to make your experience better, but you maybe just haven't explored them yet. So
right.
For someone who comes and makes a basic website, they're gonna have a great experience, but then as they start to grow, they're gonna need to use other features, and then you're gonna actually kind of guide us down that path.
Correct. So that's a perfect segue. If we looked at the other recommendations that we had, one of the recommendations was deploy with confidence. So if I'm in a standard site, I already have the ability to use deployment slots. Deployment slots give you that functionality where you can deploy to the slot and not have your app recycle, restart, whatnot. So if you can see the history of deployments that I had for this application, you will see that I did about 5 or 6 of them just to get the demo working.
Right.
So this basically identifies me as a candidate. I do a lot of deployments, go turn on the continuous deployment feature. It'll make your life easier, less impact for people that are using
it. Right, because in this example here, you can see within about 15 minutes, you went and deployed 5 times. That's why it's saying with confidence, you know, maybe deploy to a staging slot and then flip it.
Right.
Nice.
And then just to wrap up, we want to make sure that we are helping people and not annoying them.
Yeah.
So that's why we included this feedback button. That basically lets us know for a particular recommendation whether you find it useful, not useful, and give a little bit of feedback.
So that feedback isn't generic feedback, it's feedback on that specific recommendation.
Exactly.
And humans read this?
Yes, this is going directly to my team.
Okay, and you're one of the humans that read this.
I'm one of the humans,
if you want to send a note,
believe it or not.
If you want to send a note to Byron and Daria, you send it to right there and make sure they hit that feedback button.
Correct.
Very cool. We're learning all about the recommendations that you'll get from App Service Advisor here on Azure Friday.